Hey folks, welcome to the show Cine Genie. This is your friend Cine Savage. At Cine Genie, we create, dissect, churn and teach film content. Rejection is a brutal reality in any creative industry. Fortunately, there are steps filmmakers can take to avoid film festival rejections. Getting into a festival, especially a major one, is a huge challenge to say the least. Even with all the competition out there, you still have a shot. You just need to tell your story in a way that is conducive to a festival acceptance. Below, in this episode, we have outlined some of the top 3 reasons that your film might face film festival rejection. Next time around, you will know what not to do. You submitted a genre film to the wrong festival. Genre films, horror, sci-fi, etc. are very often created by filmmakers on a tight budget, as they are typically easier to sell when compared to dramas or comedies. As such, there are staggering amounts of genre films finished every year, and a great deal of them are subsequently submitted to major film festivals. The problem is that there are only a small handful of spots for a genre film that at any of the majors. Of course, sometimes it works out. The small 2015 horror film It Follows found acclaim at Cannes and went on to mainstream success. While it may be true that there are films from every genre at any major film festival, the truth of the matter is that top tier festivals often only have a few narrative feature spots open for genre films to be programmed in. If you have a genre film on your hands, you should be focusing your efforts on genre festivals. This may also increase the odds of getting distribution from a buyer at the festival. You submitted a rough cut. Most festivals allow filmmakers to submit their films as a work-in-progress cut. This may be fine if you are a well-known filmmaker, as sending in a rough cut can get you on the radar of the programmers. This probably isn't the way to go unless you are a name producer or director. In fact, sending in a rough cut is generally a bad idea. From the programmer's perspective, there is a massive concern that the story you're submitting will differ significantly from the final cut submitted. And really, why should they take a risk on your incomplete film when they have received tens of thousands of completed high-quality submissions that they can choose to program instead? This notion applies to films that are not yet picture-locked and those that are locked but haven't yet had any finishing work done on them. Finishing elements like color correction, sound mixing, etc. have a great impact on how an audience views and enjoys your film. In this case, the audience is festival programmers. They understand the craft of filmmaking, but they have no idea what your film is going to look like when it's done. The last reason is you didn't submit a festival-worthy film. Festivals, large and small, are fiercely competitive. You may do all the right things, follow all the guidelines available to you, read every book on how to get into festivals, submit a fully polished cut, but at the end of the day, if the quality and substance of your film is anything less than incredible, then nothing else will matter. We are not just talking about production value or the acting here, which are both extremely important though, but rather the overall story and meaning behind your film. Having a good film isn't enough. It needs to be thought-provoking, timely, relevant, and impeccably produced. The next time you're upset that your film didn't get into Sundance or Cannes, take a look at some of the films that did and ask yourself why they got in. While you might want to tell yourself it's because the filmmakers knew someone or had some sort of influence or connection, the truth is that their film was probably stronger than yours and a better fit for the festival. That doesn't mean that your next one won't get in or that you are a bad filmmaker, but it does go to show that you likely still need to hone your craft to the point where your films will be festival worthy. It's totally doable with enough dedication. Thanks for listening. This is Cine Savage from Cine Genie signing off.